We're here with Ophir Chalatin, who is the Director of Marketing for Vision. How are you, Ophir?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi, Nick.
Great. Listen, you just showed me your most recent press release, and typically we ask folks about the trends they're seeing. This certainly seems like a big development. Maybe you can expand on what this is.
Absolutely. So basically, this story that we just released today is part of the findings of our Malicious Code Research Center that keep track of the latest trends of cyber criminals, what they're doing, what sort of malicious code they're launching, what methods they're using. And as part of this ongoing research, we came across a command and control server, a primary server that is hosted out of the Ukraine, and we found a lot of information about the server and the sort of malware that it's spreading. So what we found is that it's operated by 6 cyber criminals, and this specific attack, they managed to infect more than 1.9 million end users.
Wow.
Yeah, now when we looked at the type of companies and the geographies, we saw that 45% were US-based, 6% were UK-based, 4% were in Canada, and 4% Germany, and then some other countries. We also found that 77 government domains were infected, and the majority actually were US-based, 51 out of the 77. Now, there are many, many companies across different verticals that were infected, including large banks, and including also large organizations in other verticals. Now, we further analyzed what these executables can do, and also whether traditional technologies can stop these. So one of these executables that we checked against 39 different AV engines in virus total, we found that only 4 out of the 39 actually managed to detect, so only about 10%. Now, when we further analyzed what these executables can do, we saw that they can actually do almost anything with the end user computer. So they can read files, they can log keystrokes and steal sensitive information and passwords, they can use the end user machine to send mass spam, to take screenshots, so they almost own the end user machine. And one of the scary parts about it is that we also, through the information we found on the crime server, we got to a host that offers to trade in botnet resources. Mm-hmm. So imagine that people in large banks or in government agencies can have computers there that are traded as part of a botnet resource. Mm-hmm. So I think this is really one of the scary parts about it.
Yeah, very scary. Well, considering what you just reviewed, how is Finjan proposing to stop things like this from happening?
Right, so maybe I can go back one step and tell you about how these infections actually take place.
Sure.
So this is just one example, but what we see today is in many cases, legitimate websites are being compromised. Actually, the industry figures are that 75 to 90% of infected web pages or malicious web pages out there are actually infected legitimate websites.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that the user just has to browse to an infected website, a legitimate website, and obviously a URL filtering or reputation-based services highly likely would not detect that as a bad site. And more than that, cyber criminals are using obfuscation techniques to hide their malicious code so that signature-based solutions would have a difficult time to detect these.
Right.
So what is actually needed to protect against it is a real-time content inspection solution that do not rely on signatures or databases or reputation or category of websites, but can really understand the intention of the code, what the code does.
Mm-hmm.
And when Finjan do that in real-time, we actually look at the code, we inspect it, we understand what it does, mm-hmm. and then we stop the code based on it. On the intention, not on any, you know, categories or lists or databases.
Right. Fantastic. Well, you know, there are other folks that certainly address these issues with their products. What makes Finjan different?
Yeah, I think that relating to that directly, our patented technology is really very strong and proven, mm-hmm. and we're really known for this real-time content inspection capabilities. We were able to detect zero-day attacks without any need for product updates. We really have unique capabilities in detecting unknown threats, not only known threats, because other solutions in many cases talk about real-time capabilities, but these real-time capabilities may refer to checking in real-time a database or a list, or checking against known signatures in real-time, rather than actually understanding on the fly whether code is malicious or not.
Right. What advice would you give our audience, especially in financial and government sectors, in relating to some of these issues?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend to deploy a secure web gateway, as analysts today recommend. And I would definitely recommend them to ensure that they have real-time content inspection capabilities to really detect these types of attacks and malware that very successfully evades many of the traditional technologies.
Fantastic. Well, Ophir, thank you for your time, and have a great show.
Thanks very much, Nick.